Blog Talk Radio.
Dark, you got the commish here. Lots going on in the league right now. Let's start off with some action that just came in. Group 2 multiple. OFL now Savage eliminated Finesse Gigolo. So now we have Ready 10's Arizona Cardinals traveling to Dallas to play OFL now Savage in the NFC Championship. And over in the AFC Championship in Group 2 Multiple, we have OFL now J. Mills, Pittsburgh Steelers, traveling to the Houston, Texas, and Fat Magic 420. So we could have a Team Houston Super Bowl, actually. And I'm going to roll the dice and say I believe we will have a Team Houston Super Bowl. I believe we'll see Fat Magic 420 going up against Savage Dallas Cowboys, so that should be interesting. But we'll see. You never know. I'm sure Jay Mills and Ready 10 are going to have a lot to say about that. Also, last night, we had a big win for I wouldn't say legendary, but you know that great Balkino, he calls himself. And it's starting to come to fruition here as he did just win a Super Bowl there in Group 1 single season. He took the Oakland Raiders. Possibly could have been undefeated with them until he had his little bump in the road when he went on the 3-game suspension, which his computer obviously lost. So congratulations to Balkino. I expect we're going to get a call in from him to talk a little bit what occurred. Keep in mind, Balkino's undefeated Miami Dolphins are still alive in the playoffs. I think they're not in the Super Bowl yet, but they are inching closer and closer. They right now, they'll be going to the conference championship. They're just waiting for crazy-ass white boy and PB number one to complete their game. And, yeah, he'll be in the conference championship to play. He'll be playing Believe in Monsters, actually, which is really interesting, student-teacher type thing, you know. So we'll see. A lot of people don't give Monsters much chance. I do, because I know Monsters has been working hard on his game. And I've seen Balkino. I mean, Balkino honestly shouldn't even be there. He should have been beat by Chillin. Oh, no, that was single season, I believe. But either way, Balkino hasn't looked too sharp in these playoffs. But we'll see what occurs. We're going to have a lot of callers coming in today. Also, guys, Group 2 single season invites have been sent, so make sure you accept them. Group 1 single season invites will be coming very shortly. Let's go right to the calls right now. Let's go to the 407 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish. Who are we speaking with?
Once again, it's the great Balkino.
There he is, Balkino. So tell everybody a little bit about what it was like. Were you emotionally drained when you won the Super Bowl? Did you expect to win? You know, tell all the listeners out there and all your fans that, because you are getting a big following of fans and stuff. Probably, you know.
Hey, it was emotional for the team. I proved where it doesn't matter where you get your draft. I was pick 31. I made a pick 31 and win the Super Bowl. Like I said, technically undefeated until, you know, little bumps in the road, just being suspended for 3 games. But yeah, I had to earn it. You know, I went to the playoffs thinking I'd been a clean sweep, but Chilling gave me a super run for my money, and Reading definitely gave me a run for my money. Chad and Jackson tried to give me a run for my money, but other than that, it was all good games. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward, you know, to have that ring and get another one on my finger with my Dolphins. So I got Believe in Monsters the next on my, and then I go to the Super Bowl again.
Nice. So I mean, how'd the lady? A lot of guys know the lady, your lady in this league from the TV show, the Fabulous Bubbles. How'd she treat you when she found out you won?
She actually took me out to eat, believe it or not.
Really? Wait, Burger King?
Nah, not no Burger King. We went to the park, went to the gym, and then we went for I like smoothies and a good salad at Tropical Smoothie. I like going there.
Did you guys did you get your own smoothie, or was it one of them like one smoothie, two straw deals?
Nah, that's my own, bro.
Okay, all right. Now, not to take any away from your accomplishment, but I don't want to fail to acknowledge what DNA Suspect did. DNA Suspect came into the league halfway through, I believe, and he did end up winning Group 2 single season. So if a lot of people don't understand, let me clarify how this works. In the single season, when you win the Super Bowl, you get an invite into the Supersize Prize tournament, which will be an eight-man tournament. And right now there's three people sitting in there. And this is going to be a crazy tournament. I'm sure it's going to have a lot of views on Twitch when it goes down this summer. We have PB number one. We have Balkino. And we have DNA Suspect in there already. So there's five spots. Just those three names alone, Balkino, you have to agree, that's going to be one hell of a challenge, right?
Yeah, my goal is to win another single season, so I had two entries, and I have insurance somewhere.
Yeah, that would definitely help you, that's for sure. DNA Suspect making a lot of noise, moving up the rankings. Speaking of rankings, they will be out shortly. Invites have been sent for the new single season, Group 2, as I said earlier, and Group 1 are coming later. Let's bring in another caller here from the 412 area code. 412, you're now live on OFL After Dark. Who's this?
Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes, 45.
All right, Snake, thanks for calling in tonight. Did you have anything you wanted to say to Balkino about winning his Super Bowl? Any questions, what it feels like to win?
He's probably big on happy. Big on Skipper Rudy.
The old Skipper Rudy, huh, Snake?
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring another caller in here from the 318 area code. 318, you're now live on OFL After Dark with Snake Eyes, Kamish, and the reigning Group 1 single season Super Bowl champion, Balkino, who we had the pleasure to speak with tonight.
Hello? Hello, am I on the radio? Hello?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Who's this?
My name is Fred E. Krueger. I was sitting here eating my possum grits and pigeon peas, and I heard about that there guy, Balkino. I heard he's a damn good ball player. I know boys like that back here in my hometown. Alexandria, Louisiana. Louisiana's where I'm from. I heard about Balkino and heard about DNA. Is that childbearing? Is he talking about is DNA? Are they checking to see if he's the father of the child, or is that his name? What is it?
Nobody knows. Nobody's ever heard from DNA. He's kind of like PB number one. They fly under the radar.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wanted to chime in. I heard a lot about your leagues and the NFL or the OFL. Something FL, damn it. And I just wanted to say that we like it here in Louisiana. We like the things that you're doing, son, and we want you to keep it up. Whatever you do, don't let nobody deter you from your goals. You keep up that damn good work, boy. I'm telling you, you're doing a bang-up job. That's what we wanted to tell you from the boot.
All right. Well, we love the boot. Freddie, it's real nice to hear from you down there in Louisiana. Let's bring in some other callers to join the great Freddy Krueger, Balkino, and Big X, Little X, Snake Eyes 45. 609, you're now live on the air. Who do we got the pleasure to speak with?
Redemption 315.
Hey, Redemption. I'm glad you called today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what was going on in GLIP and some of the things going on. I saw you chiming in between the 40-year-old gamer situation he had with Chase1196. You want to fill in some of the listeners that might not have saw what happened?
Well, I was just commonly watching YouTube, and then, oh, man, just like viewpoints, you know, messages. It really bothered me, so I just had to chime in, had to look and read, you know, what was the things. It looks like it was scheduling time, and just if you can't be there, you know, I guess he didn't let him know, and then another time came up. It really bothersome. I mean, if you can't, I know scheduling is one thing, but then you gotta let the person know that you can't make it. I mean, on the spot. If you don't appear, then later on, you, of course, most of the time you make up a reason, like, look, I can't do it another day, another time. Look, it's one game, understandable, and I know it's really hard to become 15-1. I mean, you're going to get other losses unless you're that damn good. But, you know, you have to meet the person halfway. That's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, it's okay to wait for the last second, but the truth is, it's not okay, you know? I mean, that's my side on it. Of course, I can bring more views in, and I can keep talking for hours and hours, but my viewpoint is you got to respect the other person.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. The main thing is respect. I think the situation to break down, as far as I understood, was, you know, Chase started the conversation, and then I think 40 got into the conversation maybe Friday. They set up a game time, I think for like 3 o'clock today or 4 o'clock, which depending on what time zone, but that's neither here nor there. Chase didn't show up. 40 was upset, understandably. Chase claimed he had some family issues, which I believe him. I don't think 40 believes him and kind of, did attack him, but at the same time, Chase was calling 40 some disrespectful names, which is what you're speaking about, that situation. 40 was, but I agree, Chase should have sent 40 a message telling him, don't wait around for an hour, I have this. But at the same time, if it's a family emergency, I put myself in Chase's shoes, I'm probably not going to think right away about my opponent in the Madden League. But either way, so that's what occurred. So then we, you know, you saw finally they met halfway, like you were just speaking about. We got to meet halfway. And they played a game here maybe an hour or two ago, but 40's connection dropped. And then he said he was going to bed. So, Chase was still there to play since his connection dropped. If you eliminate everything, all the drama that happened before, his connection dropped and said he couldn't replay it, well, you would go on auto. Well, he didn't like that, and you saw that in the chat, which I understand why he's upset, but that's just how it goes down. But 40's had this situation before, but it's not always his fault. Most of the time, it's not his fault. But it brings us to a problem we're having in this league. Probably our hardest problem is how do we deal with a situation like this? Let's start with you, Balkino. I know you've been in a lot of past leagues. What is one solution we could get from this? Balkino?
I think he's gone.
Okay. Freddie, what is one solution you would advise?
Well, I believe first and foremost, you know, you have to respect the next player. You know, that's the biggest issue. We're all in this to have fun. Yes, everybody is competitive. You want to win. You know, you want to get your games out of the way. But real life trumps Madden in each and every situation. You don't know what's going on in someone's household, so you can't disrespect somebody. You see what I'm saying? That causes a problem. I know if it was me in that situation and I had something going on and you started disrespecting me, that's not going to make me want to play. That's going to push me further away from the game. You know what I mean? So we have to learn to respect each other and keep it fun. If it can't be fun, then why are we playing? You play to have fun. yes, winning is fun, and even sometimes in losing, you know, you gain experience from losing. But it's all supposed to be fun. If you stop having fun, stop playing the game.
I agree 100% with you. Did you want to chime in on that, Snake Eyes, at all?
Yeah, like, even with me losing as bad as I've been this past season with the Panthers and stuff, dude, I even got so much better in this league that I think in my other league that I'm messing around with, I've been getting very close to getting, like, beating some of the better people in that league that I've been messing around with. And I think it all to the OFL community.
Okay. Well, and that's great. And I'm glad to hear that, actually. Back to you, Freddie, real quick, guys. Big news here. You guys, also a big thing that went down recently was the whole deal with the OFL Players Union. We had to vote. Freddie stepped aside for some personal issues, which we're not going to speak about. He wanted to focus on winning and getting in the playoffs, but now he's ready, so he wanted to come back. But I got the message late, even though he sent it before, and I gave J.J. Mills the job because you guys voted him in. Well, Freddie, I came up with a solution because we put a vote out there, and it's 50-50. So how does this solution sound for you, Freddie? Because people loved you, previously known as D'Artagnan for everybody out there that doesn't know this yet. People love you, and people love J.J. But let's face it, like you said, we're all busy with our other lives. OFL now is growing at a rapid pace. How would you feel about having two heads of the OFL now, Players Union, with you and J.J. Mills representing it? Would you be all right with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It kind of reminds me of the WWE where they have Monday Night Raw and they have Friday Night SmackDown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two different shows, but it's all under one umbrella. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, so if you're okay with that and I can contact J.J. Mills, I'm sure he'd be okay with that. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. And if he's okay, then that'll be the solution because we got a lot more members coming in. We got two calls coming in we're going to get to. The 713 here has been on hold for 10 minutes. 713, sorry for being on a long hold. Could you state your gamer tag for all the listeners out there on OFL After Dark?
OFL Now, Savage.
There he is, one of Houston's finest players, a young guy with a bright future in the Madden community. I really see him being a traveled tournament player. So when I met, here's a fun fact. Savage was the first person to ever sign up for OFL Now League. We got off to a rocky start, and I used a little reverse psychology on him, and next thing he joined. Now he's one of... Now I really am just grateful and happy that I got to meet him and really think he's a great guy. He's done a lot of good things for people. If he was a little taller, he'd admit he'd probably be a D1 quarterback, but shit don't always work out that way. So, Savage, you just came off a big win against Finesse Gigolo. You're now in the Final Four there in Group 2 multiple. How do you think you stack up against a very, very strong opponent in Ready 10?
Pretty good. We just played maybe a week ago, and I lost by 6, but I threw 7 interceptions. So,
damn.
That's a lot. Speaking of which, Savage, in Group 2 multiple, you had the Dallas Cowboys. Win or lose, what direction do you think you're going to take this franchise in the off season?
We're going to try to add some defensive pieces for sure. Actually, our offense right now is sitting at a 99, so we're looking towards defense in the draft and free agency.
So you're building around defense here in the off season, and that's a good thing. One other thing I want to touch base on before we get to this next caller. How do you feel about being represented by two people instead of one in the OFL Now Players Union with both J.J. Mills and Freddie Krueger representing?
I think it's cool. I like that we have two different people to go to. It'd be more helpful, and they're both really good guys. So I don't think it will hurt the league at all.
Okay, we'll just have to make sure JJ agrees to that, and then we can move on from there. Let's take this other caller from the 319 area code. 319, you're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish. Freddy Krueger, Snake Eyes, Savage, maybe somebody else is in here. I can't even
Redemption.
Remember anymore. Oh, Redemption, yeah. What? Could you state your gamer tag for everyone?
Yeah, it's the Problem Child.
Which one?
40.
All right, 40 O Gamer. Yeah, we were. I don't know if you got a chance to listen while you're on hold there. We're talking a little bit about your situation. Why don't we hear your situation straight from you?
Well, it's an ongoing situation. I do a great job of scheduling and picking specific times for people to show. And when I stare at a blank Xbox loading screen or the menu screen or the friend screen, whatever you're looking at, for an hour waiting for people to show up at a time they agreed upon. And then I got my kid, like today, for example, she was near tears because I promised to do something with her. When it starts to interfere with my family and my real life, yeah, there's a problem. And his excuse that he had a test, and then all of a sudden a dying aunt in the hospital. Come on, you can't make this shit up any better than that. Serious? I don't buy it.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. You don't buy it. I like to give I like to give the people the benefit of the doubt. I would like to think he's telling the truth, and I hope he is.
But his story changed so quick.
And he should have sent you.
He
should have sent you. I agree. He should definitely send a message to reschedule. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with 40 about. He is very, I guess. Extraordinary would be the word at scheduling. If we all did what he did and then showed up at the time,
but nobody
played,
shows
never
up
have
at
this
the time.
Issue.
It's frustrating,
and that is an issue. Freddie, as the regaining your spot as the head of the OFL now Players Union, how do you feel about this, man? This is definitely the number one thing to keep the OFL now running smoothly and keeping everybody happy. What can be done?
Exactly what is the question?
Like,
how to fix scheduling.
How to fix scheduling? Well, we're open for ideas, but that's going to be an ongoing situation because everybody have real life things going on, you know. Nobody's just pissing in the wind, you know. We have jobs, we have kids, we have different things going on, you know.
But if you
everybody's time is valuable.
Right. But if two people agree upon a mutual time and one person doesn't show, there should be repercussions. It's the same thing as dropping a game or quitting a game. You just wasted somebody's valuable time for no reason. Nobody wants to sit there and stare on an Xbox for an hour waiting for someone to show up who has no intentions of showing up.
Understood.
And I think
that's what we're asking
you, Freddie. What can we do about that? Should we put a rule in? Like, does somebody get suspended if you agree to a time and you don't show up? Should you just be on sim?
In a perfect world, that would be the perfect thing to do. But like I said, with so many things going on, how can you really tell when someone is really telling the truth and when they're not? What if he does really have a dying aunt that he just found out? Maybe she was in a car accident, or maybe she was in the hospital ill, and now they're finding out that she might not make it through the night. You don't know exactly what's going on. Now, I agree it might sound pretty far-fetched, but how can you prove that?
Well, you can't. What about the previous weeks where I waited 2 hours, and the week before that where I waited an hour and a half, or the week before that when I waited 3 hours?
Like I said, it's in a perfect world, you know, you want to tell people, look, if you make those promises, you know, stay true to your promises. That's what you want to do. That would be the right thing to do. But it's kind of hard to do with a situation like this, because like I said, you don't know exactly what's going on with who in their lives. You know, just like you said earlier, where you were saying that your daughter, you didn't want to break a promise to her. that's a real life thing. You know what I mean?
So right, that's why I schedule games at a specific time, and I have the decency to show up. And if I don't show up, I do have the decency to message my opponent and say, hey, I can't be there at this time. I apologize. You can either put me on auto or we can agree on a different time.
And that's respectable. But everyone's not the same.
Well,
we have 32 members in one league, 32 members in the other one. We are all not the same. You know, that's
now,
a respectable thing to do, and we admire you for that. You know, don't get me wrong. That's the right thing to do.
And at the same time, 40 shouldn't be penalized for doing the right thing. And sometimes it does seem like 40 or somebody else in 40's shoes just replace 40 with a different gamer tag, because it's not always just him. Other people do. It just it occurs more with him, I've noticed. But, you know, sometimes the way we have the system set up, and this is where we need to come together and make some tweaks and some changes so that person doesn't get penalized. And that's where I'm having some issues. Redemption, you're an insightful and intelligent young man. What do you think about this situation, and how can we solve this issue?
I've been going through this in my head in like the last 5 minutes. And it's, you know, we got the send days, right? Monday and Friday, correct? Let's make the day before the appointment day, you know, 24 hours. The day before send day, or the same day as the auto, you say, right? You put people on auto.
We advance Monday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. 12 hours before
Monday
that advancement date, you can go on auto.
Exactly. Instead, you know, you got to run it like a business type. I'm not saying force people to let the next person know, but let them know, look, I appreciate if you let your opponent know ahead of time. I mean, you are representing OFL. I mean, let them know that I know you got much pride. Look at the website you did. You know, we appreciate what you did. But let the members know, look, from me, do this favor. As for me, let me know that you're actually trying to make this important as much as I would love it, as people like Freddy Krueger, people on the board, like Mills, Madre. I mean, from the next guy, it's not that hard to put an appointment in, like, hey, someday on Saturday, you know, what's good time? You know, ahead of time is always better than after the deadline. I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe we can incorporate something, and they have something similar to what I'm about to say on GLIP. If you're not familiar, there's something on GLIP called tasks. I believe it's called tasks. You would set up a task with your opponent on GLIP. So say you had to play me, you'd say, I want to play Saturday at 4 p.m., and that task would send me alerts. We could use that at this time and try to practice with that and see how that works until we can actually build something ourselves where you schedule a game time and get little alerts on your phone. Maybe we could do something like that to help, but you still got to show up. We only have 1 minute left, and I appreciate everybody calling. Let's give the last minute here to 40. He was on hold a long time, and he's has a situation on hand. 40, last minute's yours. Just let everybody know whatever you want to talk about or how we can improve some of the things that are going on.
Yeah.
Man, I don't have a whole lot to say just because I'm extremely frustrated with the whole last couple of weeks. You're right, I have more problems than anybody, and I don't understand it because I set specific times. People agree on specific times. And they just don't show up for one reason or another. They don't have a value set on anybody else's time but theirs. They're special little snowflakes, and they act like their time is the most important. And it's not. Everybody has a life. And I think we talked before about video proof. When you set up time and you have video proof, there should be repercussions for someone who does not show up at a scheduled time. Like I said, you could have some respect and get some leeway if you message your opponent and say, hey, I can't make it. Then sure, that's where you can make the call and say, well, you guys did try, things didn't work out. But when people flat out no-show and just waste an hour or two of somebody's time, you know, we all have real lives and family. There's no need to waste 2 hours of somebody's time.
We're out of time. Thanks, guys.